The University of Virginia Darden School of Business and its Talo Murphy Center have announced the opening of the second annual Talo Murphy Resilience Awards competition. And we're talking to Greg Fairchild, a UVA professor and executive director of the Murphy Center, about the Resilience Awards. Professor Fairchild, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Wayne. Glad to be a part of it.
Well, tell us, just in general terms, what the Resilience Award is, what it seeks to recognize.
The Resilience Awards were my idea about finding ways to recognize that even during tough economies, even during times when communities across our Commonwealth are challenged, that there have always been businesses, even in our toughest communities, that have grown, that have employed people, that have produced great products, and that have been pillars of their communities. And I thought that these businesses showed a strength in the face of uncommonly challenging conditions, and I think of that as resilience. Hence, we recognized that there was a need to recognize that, and we created the Resilience Awards.
Now, is anyone qualified to enter this competition?
So the award is meant to recognize Main Street businesses, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And so anyone can enter. Any local business can enter. I would say that we would be less interested in hearing from businesses that might be facilities of other firms that are headquartered elsewhere, that is, outside of our target areas. Mm-hmm. But if it's a business, a privately held business, a corporation, an LLC, and it operates and employs people within our target areas, it's a business we want to learn about.
But generally, I understand that these would be entrepreneurial businesses that demonstrate vitality and commitment in areas facing high unemployment or high poverty or low entrepreneurial activity.
Well, that's absolutely mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. By this, these are the challenging conditions I was referring to earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's this tendency for people to hear the news that communities within the Commonwealth have high unemployment rates and to hear about the loss of a plant or to hear about the inability of a community to attract a plant. And then there's an easy broad brushing of those communities to say there might not be much that's happening there. We've recognized that that has always not been the case, that even in those conditions, there are these businesses that are always there and they're always doing well. And we feel like these are businesses that the whole country has something to learn from right now because of the way they've been able to weather the storm. We wanted a connection to those businesses, and we also wanted to recognize their importance as Main Street players within the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm. Now, based on these rates of unemployment or poverty or self-employment, the cities in Virginia that would appear to qualify would include these in our coverage area here at WCVE Public Radio, cities of Colonial Heights, Hopewell, Petersburg, Richmond, and counties including Charles City, Lunenburg, Mecklenburg, Nottoway, Prince George, Richmond County, those in particular in our coverage area.
Not only mm-hmm. would those individual cities and counties be included, Wayne,
mm-hmm.
but I'd really encourage a business owner that might not have heard their community mentioned to check our website anyway. And the reason is we actually also have a select group of zip codes which also qualify, even as they might be in relatively affluent places. We recognize that within, again, what people may call a vibrant economy, are neighborhoods or areas or parts of those areas that have the same challenging conditions you'd find in other places. And so we mm-hmm. wanted to have those businesses recognized as well.
I see. Well, what awards await the winner of the competition?
So we had five award winners last year, and I want to point out that there are awards that are given by industry sector, four of them, and then one award that's given is the Chairman's Award. I should mention that Chairman's Award is actually one that Talo Murphy Jr. himself helps facilitate and helps judge for us. It's really an award that he chooses, which we're pretty excited about. The other four awards, again, are segmented by industry sector. We feel that it's a tough thing for you to be comparing a family store on a main street to a manufacturing firm making steel products. And so we try to separate out businesses so that you can get apples to apples comparisons. That being said, our five winners get an opportunity to have a couple of things. First off, there is a award ceremony for all of our finalists in the Rotunda here at the University of Virginia, the Rotunda designed by Thomas Jefferson. We have a dinner, we have speakers, and we really celebrate the growth of Main Street businesses in the Commonwealth. After that, the winners have the option of choosing any of the Darden School's executive education programs, open enrollment executive education programs, to attend. Now, Wayne, these are programs that corporate executives from around the country attend, and these are divisional managers. These are sometimes country managers from around the world. The winners of our Resilience Awards get to sit in one of these executive programs with those same students. And we think it's an opportunity for them to share, again, some of what they've learned, some of their passion, some of their knowledge, but also for them to make connections and learn from the other people that are in the room. And I guess this, I should certainly mention that the Darden School is well-renowned for our executive education. We are world-ranked in that product. On average, these programs go for about $10,000 to $12,000 a week.
I see. Well, now, when is the deadline for entering? And if a business person wants to enter the competition, how would he or she go about it?
Well, the first thing that the individual should do is go to the Taylor Murphy website. And again, just to make sure that's clear to people, it's Taylor Murphy, not Taylor Murphy.
T A Y L O E.
M U R P H Y. And if they were to go to taylormurphy.org, they'd have an opportunity to see our website, learn about the center, but specifically they could find out about the Resilience Awards themselves. Once they arrived at our site, first off, they'd get a look at some of last year's winners and finalists. But then secondly, they'd be able to click our website and lead into the actual application and the application process. Now, the applications are underway right now, and they started at the beginning of the month. They run through the end of the month. I'm sorry, the end of June. Mm-hmm. We've got about another 6 weeks to go.
All right, very good. Well, thanks very much, Professor Fairchild, for joining us this morning to talk about the Taylor Murphy Center Resilience Awards.
Happy to do it, Wayne, and I hope if there are people out there listening that even have an interest, or if they'd like to recommend a business, we absolutely take nominations as well.
Okay, good. Thanks again.